Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: does wealth bring about peace of mind? Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about whether or not wealth brings about peace of mind. So it's kind of an interesting question. Of course, you know, many of us, because we have unfortunately been indoctrinated by the capitalist mentality and philosophy, we have a tendency to think that wealth and money and material objects, they will bring an individual a sense of peace of mind and, for example, tranquility, serenity, if you will. And, you know, even when we go to school, this is something that we are taught that, listen, the more money you make, you know, the happier you will be. Or we kind of take it a few steps before that. The better you study, the better grades you get, the better degree you have, the better job you will have, the more money you will make. And that, of course, is the meaning of success. And of course, success leads to happiness. And so this is a very strange kind of a systematic way of making people into workers. And of course, you know, you are making money by putting your energies forth into an endeavor, which is really making somebody else rich. The person above your pay grade and the person above their pay grade, and, you know, eventually the CEOs and, you know, the executive board and the owners of the company, they're the guys who are really making all of the money. We are just, you know, the simple workers, but we are indoctrinated with this idea that, you know, the harder we work, the more we work in the capitalist free market liberal capitalism system, the more money we will make, and then so the happier we will be. But is this really, you know, the truth of the matter? When you look across the board, you find that the people that are making all of the money, and of course they're making so much money that they're called the 1%, as compared to the 99%, which is the common masses. That 1%, of course, we saw that there used to be a lot of protests titled the Occupy Wall Street protests. And those protests were pretty much against that 1% who has accumulated and hoarded up all of the wealth, which should have been distributed amongst the masses in a fair and just manner. Interestingly, that is one of the things that the Imam of the time, the awaited savior of humanity, is going to do. He is going to distribute this wealth, which has been amassed unjustly by, you know, the 1%, and spread it across the 99% to bring prosperity and financial stability to the masses. So even when we look at these individuals that are making the most money, what is it that we see in their lives?
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
We know that all of these problems and obstacles that have hindered people from getting married are things that we have created as a community. Like, for example, the expensive mahrs, or those big demanding receptions and ceremonies and this and that. All of them are really, really material-based things that will not bring you any type of happiness. You can get married with a few thousand dollars and you can have a most luxurious marriage. Which of these two are going to make you happy? Of course, none of them is going to guarantee anything unless you put effort into that marriage yourself. So it's not about the money. It is never about the money. It's about you and your religiosity and your feeling of responsibility towards the other. You can get a photographer to do something for you at a wedding for a few thousand dollars, and in a few months later, you're going to file for divorce. You can get a simple photography and even get your friend to take pictures on a mobile phone and print them out at Big W, and you will have an everlasting wedding or everlasting marriage. And this is the reality of it. In the olden days, there was no such thing as all of these extravagances that we are regularly seeing. So if we are going to speak about restraints or difficulties or problems, it's really things that we have made ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, get married, فَإِنَّهُ أَرْزَقُ لَكُمْ. Get married because it'll bring about rizq. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, look for or seek, إِلْتَمِسُ الرِّزْقَ بِالنِّكَاحِ. You will be able to obtain rizq from marriage. Another place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he speaks about the minimum amount of mahar. And all of these instructions and teachings that are coming from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, for what? For who? It's for us. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "Man taraka al-zawaj or al-tazwij makhafat al-faqr faqad asa' al-dhannu billah." Someone who avoids or stays away from marriage out of fear of poverty has done su'ul dhann in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has suspicious bad motives or bad views towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because ultimately we believe that rizq comes from God. So there are two ways of looking at this. One way is you look at the money side and that being a means for marriage. And the other way is you look at marriage and that being a mean for rizq and money. And the second way is exactly what our religion tells us. Our religion says that among the asbab or the causes of obtaining sustenance and rizq and blessings and money from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is marriage.
Welcome back, dear friends. So we are talking about whether or not wealth and property and material objects bring us happiness or not. So we had left off the last segment talking a little bit about, various different things, but we left off the segment asking the question, what do we see when we look at these people who are multimillionaires or even billionaires across the world. What's incredibly shocking is that despite them having millions or multiple millions or even billions of dollars and wealth and property and even material objects and status and fame, in shocking numbers, we will see that these people are depressed. These people have problems with drug abuse. These people have problems with alcoholism. And many of them commit suicide. It is really amazing that despite them having all of the, you know, things one could imagine to have in this material realm, objects and wealth and property and fame and status, influence, I mean, you name it, these people have. And despite that, they are faced with severe mental disorders, psychological issues, you know, ranging from depression to anxiety to stress to multiple personality disorders, all the way up to eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, for example, and the abuse of alcohol and drugs, up to the point where these people don't have any peace of mind. That's why they're doing all of these things. If they had peace of mind, they wouldn't be engaged or be, you know, drowning in these kind of ills and vices. But at the end of the day, they even commit suicide, that they are so, they don't have any kind of peace of mind or tranquility or serenity, that they end up committing suicide. I mean, could there be anything worse than that, that at the end of the day, you end up killing yourself? I mean, and this shows every single human being very clearly that wealth and property and fame and influence and status, these things do not give us peace of mind or tranquility. Because if it did, it would have brought these one percenters peace of mind and tranquility, which they don't have. The only thing that can bring a human being tranquility, of course, is the worship and the obedience and the ubudiyya to the Almighty Allah. And we have seen that the saints of Allah, the awliya of Allah, the imams and the prophets, peace and blessings upon them all, they all had peace of mind and tranquility and serenity, but they didn't necessarily have power and wealth and material objects and fame and influence and these kind of things like we see people do in the present day. But despite that, despite the you know, the greatest of trials and tribulations and difficulties, they were always very peaceful, and they always had serenity, and they always had this peace of mind. And it was all because of their connection with the Almighty Allah and their ubudiyya, their worship, their servitude, and their obedience to Allah. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah. Keep